check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Episode 953. Got a special indie artist spotlight tonight over in Pittsburgh, California with the homie PZ, man. What's up, PZ?
What's going on, bro?
Man, first and foremost, welcome to the show. The homie Mr. Caesar of One World Magazine turned me on to you, man. How long you been doing this? And tell everybody you know, what it's like in Pittsburgh, California.
You talking about, like, how long I've been doing music?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I don't know, about 15 years, damn near, for real. But it's just been, like, off and on, like, the first majority of the time of it. And then about 2016, I started taking it a lot more serious. So far as where I'm from, Pittsburgh. I mean, it's a smaller city in the Bay Area with pretty much, you know, a lot of the same problems. You know, you got your problems with different people, personal problems, neighborhood problems. You know what I mean? You got people, you know, trying to get their money, people trying to rob, people hustling, people, you know, you know how that shit go, man. Just
street
people
life.
Just taking advantage of it. Yeah, just taking advantage of every way they can to. You feel me? Try to make that money. You know what I mean? Some people get jobs, some people don't. You know, it is what it is, man.
Pittsburgh is like where at in the Bay? Like, where is it to Oakland and Frisco and different spots over there? Vallejo?
So it's like, it's considered the East Bay Area, right? So
okay.
it's about 15 minutes from, like, from Vallejo, from the Carquinez. I think that's the Carquinez Bridge, right?
So you're right there by Hayward and stuff like that.
Nah. It's the other way. It's like, I don't know if you know where, like, Martinez, you know, like the bridge to cross into Martinez to Vallejo or to Benicia, I mean.
So you're right there. You're right there in the thick of everything, man. Pretty much.
Yeah,
you got
so.
To absorb all the shit that was coming into the Bay. Are coming out of the Bay from all different sides. Who did you grow up listening to?
Yeah. Shit, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. So we grew up listening to the Mob Figures, Jacka, Hustler, Rider J, Clyde. Older, and then, you know, other people that was, you know, all connected to them, like Mac Dre, Messy Marv, Yuck Mouth, Jay Stalin, you know, pretty much just all the pioneers of the Bay Area for the most part, San Quinn. Yeah, man, shit. That was, you know, a lot of them, they was at the forefront and the foundation of pretty much a lot of what the music in the Bay Area is today.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Rest in peace, Jack. He was a very influential rapper. You know,
yeah, definitely.
Started a lot of movements and different things. You know, helping a lot of people in other areas too.
Yeah.
You know, but you've been doing this a minute. You're not a rookie at it by any means. 15 years—that's a long time to be doing this. You said in 2016
yeah.
you started taking it seriously. You started doing shows at that point, putting out albums. When was the first album you dropped?
The first album I dropped was called Concrete Hustle. I probably dropped that in I dropped it in 2017. That was my first album. Other than that, before that, I just had a mixtape, and then it was like I just wasn't really feeling the YouTube beat type shit. I'm like, damn, like it ain't like I done seen hella money from my music, but I'm like, damn, I can't make nothing off this shit. You know what I mean? So I dropped one mixtape, and then, like, after that, I was just like, nah, anything I got to do, I got to at least, even if it's just a dollar, I got to be able to make that money off of it, you know what I mean? So then I just, like I said, I had one mixtape, and then I just went, you know, straight into just selling music after that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, Pittsburgh, you know, again, that's an area that, you know, a lot of game, you know, came through there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, would it be fair to say that the Bay influences a lot of other areas as well?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. I don't believe, like, you know, maybe like the Bay Area is like the only influence in a lot of areas, but I know it's a major influence in a lot of areas.
Yeah, 100%. You know, but you, not long ago, you moved, you know what I'm saying, from there to North Dakota, you know what I'm saying, upper Midwest.
Right.
It's a two-part question. First part is, you know, why did you move? And then the second part is, how did you adjust from, you know, West Coast living to the Midwest?
Shit, I didn't really move voluntarily. You know what I mean? I was, you know, doing some things. I got caught up doing some shit, you know, in the middle of America, way 1,000 miles, 24 hours away from home and whatnot. I had got arrested for some fraud shit in Minnesota. And then when I caught that case, it just matched the same MO from a bunch of different cities and different counties in North Dakota. So after, and then mind you, I didn't know nobody out here. I never lived out here. You know what I mean? Just passing through and got arrested for a whole bunch of shit. And then, so I did my time in Minnesota, which that was only like a couple months just because they got like different sentencing guidelines or whatever. So that was only like a couple months. And then immediately after that, got extradited out here, and then I end up having cases in like three different counties out here. I was suspecting like a whole bunch of cities, but I got like three solid convictions, I guess, or whatever, however you say it, out here in three different counties. And then so I was set up to, you know, get back to California after I got out the prison out here, but then another warrant popped up. So I had to go to a county jail, and then I got released from that county jail. And the only thing is, like, in prison, you can, like, set up to go straight home after. You know what I mean? But you can't do that type of shit from county jail. So that fucked up all my paperwork when I had to go back to a jail from prison. So then, I was just out here till shit got right. You know what I mean? Like, I knew one person from prison. So that was the only person I had to call. And then so was just staying with them for a minute to get everything set in motion to go back home. But, you know, it seemed fucked up. But fortunately, the place I was supposed to go stay at, you know, the owner of the the owner, which is one of my family members, he said I couldn't stay there. You know what I'm saying? So that fucked up the little paperwork, too, when I tried to get back to California after I got out. But at the end of the day, though, shit, man, you know what I mean? Shit, that was one of the best things that specific person could have done for me, because I'm doing a lot better out here than I would have been out there, and not even so far. And, I mean, I'm doing a lot better financially, too, as I would, because, you know, price of living, cost of living as well, all that type of stuff. You could really manage your finances a lot more out here, but more importantly, I'm just doing a lot better mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You know what I'm saying? So in those aspects, so that's why, you know, living out here is more of a blessing than, you know, than going back home. Like, now I could go back home if I wanted to, because, you know, like, I'm not fresh out no more. I got my own little money saved up. I got shit going, and, you know what I mean, stuff, you know what I mean, shit like that. So, like, now it's voluntary. At first it really wasn't, but it ain't really too much to go back home. You know how that, you know how the environment is. It's highly stressed, highly populated. You know what I mean? Anything can happen from a simple fender bender, you know what I mean, could turn into some shit that they don't really need to. So, you know, and it's,
yeah.
It's a slower pace.
There, not to cut you off, but if you're doing good where you're at, that's best that you probably stay there, man, for a while, because it seems like they have to get you where you're at in Pittsburgh, you know. Do you have any cases pending? Are you looking at time?
Nah. Everything. I took care of everything. So all that shit's pretty much behind me I'm finishing up one little thing, you know what I mean? And then shit, after that, it's pretty much, you know, just continue what I've been doing and continuing, you know, progressing and moving upwards instead of looking back and, you know, trying to go back down the same little roads that led me nowhere and shit.
Yeah, 100%, man. But yeah, you've been dropping consistently, you know, various projects and stuff like that. Your latest project right now, tell me about it.
That one's called Mr. Bounce Back. I probably released it, to be honest with you. I think I released it like last year, maybe, probably like the end of last year, either end of last year or beginning of this year. I got another project coming out soon, probably within the next month or two, but I wanted to talk about, you know, the last one before I start talking about this one for the next one. And then that was just Mr. Bounce Back. That's just been like it's an ongoing phrase with a lot of people, but that's just been like an ongoing phrase, and a lot of my rap since the beginning is just bouncing back, you know what I mean, from every loss, every downfall, anything you can think of that was counterproductive to the direction that you were going, you feel me, overcome anything like that, is just bouncing back. So that's always been an ongoing theme. And, you know, like every time I go through something, like people, you know, people that are, because it really just be the people that I'm close to that be knowing a lot of this shit that I be going through, you know, they just always like, damn, bro, you know, like, no matter what you go through, you always come back, you know, 10 times harder or 10 times better. So that was just, that was one of my ongoing things. So I decided to do that. That was my first project since I got released last time, which is one of my first time. That one I did probably like 18 months, but I probably did like 6 years altogether, probably in three different times. So, but that was my first project since being out and, you know, doing a lot better. So that was my way of, you know, still expressing that I'm still him. I'm still coming back from any loss that you think I took. I've recovered from any loss that you think I took. I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm still rising. So that was my little statement with the title of that right there.
Yeah, and you're getting some good looks on it. People are liking it. We're going to play the song Cha-Cha a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? That's the one people are after right now. But right now I want to go to the song TSE. Tell us about this one, man. Kind of intro it for us.
Man, that shit was just an intro. TSE, that's just short for This Shit Easy. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know.
that's a dope title.
It's short for This Shit Easy. That's just like, it's no hook in it. It's no hook in it, and then I said it's probably like it's a gap between the first verse and the second verse, and I said this shit easy, and then at the end I said this shit easy too, again. So I was just like, man, shit, that's what I'm gonna call it, this shit easy. And it was more so, you know, just shit talking and having fun with the beat and playing with it, you know what I'm saying? But really, it was more shit talking and playing with the beat. It was just, it's more energy. It's a lot of energy into it, a lot of shit talking, you know what I mean? So, and then it was just like, man, this shit easy. You know, a lot of people will tell you that making the music is really like the easiest part. You know what I'm saying? It's all the extra shit that come with the music, the promotion, the networking, and you know what I mean? So, but I don't mean to say that part. I just mean, like, you know, shit, doing the music, man, this shit is easy to me. It's fun. You know what I mean? So that's how that title came about.
That's what's up. We're going to listen to this This Shit Easy, TSC by PZ, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
I gotta win, I can't quit, aim straight, don't miss.
I gotta win, I can't quit, aim straight, don't miss.
Hey.
Yeah.
I gotta win, I can't quit, aim straight, don't miss. Learn to twist, both wrists, one more board, take a risk. Been a long time now, used to dangling on the fit. Down the hole, 2020, but what really did I miss? If it ain't about the bread, I can't talk, I can't cross, I can't crawl, I can't spin, I can't walk. Oh, you really think I needed you? What much you thought? You bust that move, now you broke again, who really took a loss? Emotion, one balance, niggas always on some cat shit. Stuffed it down and thought I should appreciate a fat bitch. Vision television, reminiscing about some cat piss. I'm just talking shit, but they think I'm on some rap shit. Don't call me on some broke shit, it's inflation season. I took my time and moved in silence, niggas think I'm cheating. Certain shit I do, cause I want to, like ain't that a reason? I count money cause I enjoy it, bro, ain't that the meaning? Bitch, quit playing, you don't want no parts of this. I do got the time, but I'm not the one you argue with. Hopped in my car, drunk as fuck, why did I start this bitch? Damn, bro, I need to park this bitch. And you can give them everything you got, they won't appreciate it. God-fearing, but I never read Ecclesiastes. Top part polymer, the bottom half plastic. Well, it's cost money, but for free, you for surely can have it. Double up the payback, I don't think you can take it. Got tired of looking out for niggas, they too ungrateful. I got kids that you grown, bro, I can't save you. Do it off the love, and niggas still can't say thank you. Shit don't surprise me, I don't even hurt my feelings. I can't lie, all this liquor I've been drinking, I need healing. Her head giving sexually, this bitch is not appealing. I need fuzz on top of fuzz, can you feel me? Horny ass nigga, but I still don't chase hoes. I get the packs and get them off and get more, replace those. Punched on his ass and that's selling K-4. Cuts down to different states, there's no place I can't go. Hit the pin, snort the crystal, boy, these niggas really burning out. It's hard to think straight like being sane, I can go without. Map the only subject that I needed, that I learned about. I'm doing what I do until my vision see another route. Yeah.
That shit easy, TSC by PZ right here in the Indie Artist Spotlight on the Murder Master Music Show, episode 353. No, I'm sorry, 953. I'm 600 episodes off. Done so many of these,
yeah.
I don't even remember. But I guess that's the same thing with the artist. You know, after you do so many songs or verses, you know, it's hard to keep track of all that.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have a lot of stuff in the vault that you haven't released?
Yeah. I mean, everybody got a whole bunch of shit somewhere, some way. I done broke a hard drive that had hella music in it. I got hella shit on my hard drive right now. I got stuff that actually that isn't released yet. I got stuff that I'm working on right now. You know what that I got to get to. You know what I'm saying? So. Yes, you know, I mean, I think any artist is gonna have a lot if you're serious. You know, if you're serious and you really love it and you got a passion for it, you're gonna have a lot of unreleased music.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I'm saying? So your current project that's out now, it's available. Where can you get it? Online streaming, or do you got physical copies, or?
Nah, I just got online streaming, man. I kind of like got it, you know, like being out here in North Dakota kind of got me away from like the physical copies and shit like that. So everything's just digital, you know, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, all the extra, you know, YouTube Music, all the extra all the extra digital platforms that, you know, a lot of that you never heard of.
So much of it, you know. You got to really stay on top of everything nowadays, because it's like something popping up every other day. What about, you know what I'm saying, music videos? You got any videos people can check out, maybe on YouTube?
Yeah, I got hella music videos, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. My artist YouTube is Peasy, but I don't really have a lot of videos on there. I just always drop them on the cameraman's shit, on the cameraman's profile. My main cameraman is Cash In Fast, which his YouTube is Cash In Fast Productions. Mostly that's pretty much the only person I have do my music videos. So all my videos on there. But like if you go to my YouTube and you go to my playlist, I have a playlist of every video, of all my videos. So every time I drop a new video, I add it to the playlist. So, and it's just the playlist on there is PZ Videos. Other than that, you can just type in my name with the name of any song, majority of the songs that I got. And then, you know, once one video pops up, then the rest pop up too. But like last year I did one video every month. I was able to accomplish that because I go back home frequently though. I go back home probably like at least four times a year, but probably like 4 to 6 times a year. You know what I'm saying? So every 3-4 months I'm back home for like a week or two. So I was able to accomplish dropping all those videos by just every time I went home doing 2 videos, 3 videos, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Or if I do 2 videos and I come back in 2 more months, do 2 more videos. If I ain't coming back for a while, I do more than 2. And then so that way, even though I'm not back home, I still got videos to drop every month. You know what I'm saying? Well, a video to drop every month. So I did 1 video every month last year. Still been dropping videos this year. Like now, I've been incorporating shooting my own videos. So, you know, having people assist me. Yeah, having people assist me because, you know, like where I live at, man, it's not like too much of a music scene of, you know, it's not too much of a drive. It's a lot of people that do music, but they're not like driven. You know what I'm saying? It's just hard to find people that, you know, have that same passion or have that same drive. And then it's hard to find cameramen. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people be bullshitting. It's a lot of bullshitting,
yeah.
You feel me? And this is like the land of bullshitting, but the worst part about this being a lot of bullshitters is, you know, back home and shit, there's a lot of bullshitters, but there's a lot of other people. Once you get through the bullshitters, you know what I mean, and you start networking, then you know how you can kind of, like, tell who the serious people are to have more of a resume, shit like that. But long story short is you can, once you get around them, then you get to the people who are sincere about it. But the sad thing about out here is once you get around the people who be bullshitting, there ain't nobody who's sincere. You know what I mean? So you pretty much just, you either going to be stuck with the bullshitters or you just going to find a way to, you know, or you just ain't going to take no for an answer and find a way to make it happen yourself. So that's pretty much what I did. And a lot of my videos, I shoot off my iPhone. The iPhone Pro, you know, they shoot in 4K, so I shoot the video on my phone and send it to my cameraman back home, Cash In Fast, and then shit, and he do all the editing, add the effects, you know, and boom, and we drop it.
You, like I said, you came out to the Midwest and everything, and, you know, what's the rap scene like in North Dakota? I haven't heard too many projects out of there. I've heard some stuff out of South Dakota. But is there a hip-hop scene where you're at?
There is. You know, it's not a big, consistent one. You know, like in the specific city that I'm in. But, you know, and it's kind of hard, too, because, you know, every bigger city is like 2 hours away from the next one. You know what I mean? It's not like back home you got the Bay Area. It's probably like 20 cities, you know what I'm saying? All within, no matter what direction you go, you're going to hit another city out here. You're not going to hit another city for another 2 hours, you know what I mean? Another 140 miles or some shit like that. So So like the music scene that you have in whatever city you live in, that's pretty much all you got unless people are traveling for real. And, you know, but there are people out here who do music though. There are, you know what I mean? It's just not like, it's just not a big music scene and a lot of people aren't consistent, but there are consistent people too though.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to give you the floor here in a minute. We're going to play Cha-Cha as we leave. But before we do, I'm going to bring on the homie DJ Laura Sinister from France. I know he's got a couple questions for you.
Yeah.
Sin, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Peter and hi, Scott. Yes, can you tell us maybe about the first acts of Pittsburgh back in the day? I remember one rapper was... on the radar was Felony, the album Red Room 781. It was a classic from 96. It was very dope.
That was before the Mob Figures, right? Like, who was the first people
right.
you heard of in Pittsburgh?
Right.
Are you talking to me?
Who was the first rappers that you heard before, like... Mob Figures.
Right. And before Mob Figures, I mean, like from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit. I mean, it ain't really too many people that I can remember before them. You know what I mean? Because they start popping maybe around like 98, 99. Shit, I was probably like seven, eight years old. You know what I mean? Other than that, it was a lot of mainstream people, Tupac, Snoop Dogg, you know, a lot of people from the West Coast and shit like that. And I used to just always love music. Like any song that came on the radio, I would know that shit word for word. Word for word, cuss words and all. I was 6 years old. I'll sing every song that came on the radio. It's like people used to just get annoyed. I still do that shit to this day. I learn every song. I learn every word of a song that I like. I still do it to this day.
You don't remember about the rapper Felony? No, J.O. Felony. Felony. It was Red Room 781 album. It was crazy because he did all the East Coast at time, and you see all the city in the graveyard of East Coast. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
On the back cover.
Are you in France right now? Or that's where you're from.
Right. Yeah. I'm in France.
Yeah, he just interviewed Onyx for us the other day over in Toulouse.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
sir. I got a,
yeah,
but
I don't know.
I
don't
know
how far. I don't know how far the France is from the UK, but I got a video with...
Mm-hmm.
A younger guy that was from the UK. He actually lives out there. He was just visiting in the Bay Area, it's called the video is called Cali to UK, which is CLI and then the number 2 and then UK. But yeah, we probably did that in like 2019. One of my cousins who I met later on in life, but is a video editor and stuff. It was some people he knew, and he just had them in the Bay Area and put them on social media, and I was just like, yeah, just bring them through. And see, we ended up doing a song and a video that night, but he was just out here visiting for like a week or two. And so after that, he ended up going back to the UK. We still follow each other and chop it up here and there on Instagram or whatever.
I remember one guy who was called Brian Bartholomew, who was from UK. And he did a DVD, was called Film Me Before They Kill Me. And he go on the bay, on the down south, and he put on the map. This place was underrated, and he put it in the UK that time.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote for
okay.
But it was in 2001. It was back in 2001.
Yeah. Man,
right.
See, you got people overseas, you know, checking you out and everything. Would you want to go do shows over there, like in France or the UK or other spots overseas?
Man, man, shit, if I could, but you know, it's a lot hard to get into the I think like the British colonies.
Yeah,
I think it is, because you know a lot of them like Canada, Australia, and different countries that I think are like ruled by the British, or I don't know. I think it's the British colonies, but you know they don't like a lot of them countries don't allow felons. You know what I mean? So like
yeah,
it's hard to get there. Yeah, man, it's hard to get the passport. It's hard to get the passport if it's still on your record. You know what I mean? If you go get your record expunged, then you can get the passport. You know what I'm saying? But if you if your record ain't expunged and you got that on your record, then it's shit, it's, you probably you ain't getting that passport, brother. But hell yeah, shit, I'd love to go out there. I got people in the Philippines too. Like, you know, I'm part of Ski Team Music Group, and you know, some of our people that's in the group, they're actually like, their family's actually from the Philippines. They're just like first generation American for the most part. So they go out there, and we got a whole nother part of Ski Team Music Group out there. You know what I mean? So, and they wanted me to come out there as well. But you know, being on that paperwork, that probation and parole kind of stopped a lot of shit. But you know, pretty soon here, pretty soon, shit, I'm trying to put in for a passport, man, because can't be, you know, shit, if I got opportunities elsewhere, might as well take advantage of those as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Well, PZ, I appreciate you coming on the show. You know what I'm saying? You got a good, you know, history, and you only keep getting better, so just keep doing your thing. But before we get out of here and we go to the cha-cha song, I want you to have the floor, man. Let them know where they need to go, you know what I'm saying, to get everything or just to holler at you. And if you have any shout-outs, man, feel free to tell yours, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout-out to Music Group, Ski Team Music Group, man. My dog KR, my dog Deuce, man, SB, Dollars. You know, it's really a whole bunch of us, man. Shout out to the ski team in the Philippines. Man, shout out to my city. Shout out to anybody that's trying to make it out that city, that's trying to make it out that area and do something. Shout out to anybody that's doing better, man. Shout out to my mom, my pops. We going to make it seem like a news, you know, make it seem like a news clip. Shout out my mama, but nah, on some real shit, though, man. Shout out the group, man. Shout out my niggas, man. Long Little Bros, Long Little Thugs. You know what I mean? If you wanna get in contact with me, majority of all my social media is Ski Team PZ, SKEETEAM_PZ. That'll be on Instagram. I be on TikTok too, man. You know, trying to entertain people and put a smile on their face and, you know, make them laugh. And I promote my music on there as well. My Snapchat is PZ Solo, capital P, capital Z, SOLO. And that's pretty much the main stuff I be, you know, on is Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. You know what I mean? So if anybody wants to get in contact with me, they can contact me on there, message me about a feature, doing music, interviews. You know what I mean? Just shit. They might have some advice for me. I might have some advice for them. You know how I go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, well, we're going to get in this PZ song, Cha-Cha. You know what I'm saying, right now, and we're going to close it out, man. Thanks for chopping it up with us, brother. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Walk in and two-step through my cha-cha. Your bitch is my bitch, too. Ha-ha. A few shootouts, but no drive-bys. Don't worry about these shoes, but they my size. Do my cha-cha, do my cha-cha. 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 Passed out drunk but naked with no socks on. Drive through, she started blowing like a trombone. And we ain't chill for too long, I took her ass home. Before I need another nine, I'm on my last zone. Last night was a blur. Blacked out drunk, remember nothing that occurred. I might swerve a little bit, I won't hit a curve. Saying you gon' kill me, you ain't pop shit, you a nerd. Niggas and bitches, they talk too much.
Money in the air, it's all for us. Her head done, but she's smart, yeah, that's a plus. I take passion, make money, the magic touch. The way these bitches love it here, I should start pimping. She should come and fuck with me, you should stop simping. It's hard to hear all their opinions when you're not listening. They wanna see me fall, I'm not tripping. Walk in and two-step through my cha-cha. Your bitch is my bitch too, ha-ha. A few shootouts, but no drive-bys. Don't worry about these shoes, but they my size. Do my cha cha, 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 do my cha cha. Professional entertainer, but I'm not an actor. I get up and go get it. You be buying scratches.
You couldn't even comprehend the type of shit I'm after.
You be stressed and depressed. I be moving past it. Look, you too lazy. It's that simple. The fast stories irritating like a bad pimple. Who am I? Big dog, small kennel. Oh, you mad? Frog, don't get jumped, nigga. Feeling like it's OTF, it's just us, nigga. Avoid that bitch at all costs, she do too much, nigga. I be talking shit cause my fun's big. Really all I wanna do is have some fun with it. Sometimes I get impulsive, I be moving fast. Better learn how to duck when a shooter blasts. All he do is hold her hostage while she chews his ass. I catch her without him, I'ma swooping fast.
Walk in and two-step through my cha-cha. Your bitch is my bitch too, ha-ha. A few shootouts but no drive-bys. Don't worry about these shoes, but they my size. Do my cha-cha, do my cha-cha. Do my cha-cha, do my cha-cha. Do my cha-cha, do my cha-cha. Do my cha-cha, do my cha-cha.